The door opens. She's repaired her glamour and is every bit the airbrushed, drop-dead, gorgeous model she was when I first saw her in the Laguna Bar. Only the eyes are different. Old and tired.
"How much of what happened last night do you remember?" she asks.
I stop. "What, do you mean after we met Billington? Or after I left the casino?"
"Did we leave together?"
she frowns.
"You don't..."
I bite my tongue and stare at her. "How did you get into my room?" Maybe it's a side effect of destiny entanglement. My wards can't tell us apart. "I had some really weird dreams," I say, then hold out a coffee cup for her.
"Well, that's a surprise."
She snorts, then takes the cup.
"But it doesn't have to mean anything."
"It doesn't..." I stop dead. "I dreamed about you," I say reluctantly. I find it really hard to pick the right words. "You were with some guy you'd picked up who worked at the casino." She looks me in the eye calmly.
"You dreamed about me, Bob. Things happen in dreams that don't always happen in real life."
"But he died while you were in bed with...
Bob?"
Her eyes are greenish-blue, flecks of gold floating in them, rimmed in expensive eyeliner that makes them look wide and innocent. But somehow they're deeper than an Arctic lake and much colder.
"For once in your life, shut up and listen to me, okay?"
She's got the voice of command. I find myself leaning against the wall with no definite memory of how I got here.
"What?" "Primus, we're destiny entangled. I can't do anything about that. You stub your toe, I hurt. I call you names, you get pissy. But you're making a big mistake. Because, Secundus, you had a weird dream. And you're jumping to the conclusion that the two are related. That whatever you dreamed about is whatever happened to me. And you know what? That ain't necessarily so. Correlation does not imply causation. Now..."
She reaches over and pokes me in the chest with a fingertip.
"You seem a little upset over whatever it was you dreamed about, and I think you ought to think very hard before you ask the next question, because you can choose to ask whether there was any connection between your weird dream and my night out, or you can just tell yourself you ate too many cheese canapés before bed and it was all in your head, and you can walk away from it. Is that clear? We may be entangled, but it doesn't have to go any further."
She stands there expectantly, obviously anticipating a reply. I'm rooted to the spot by the force of her gaze. My pulse roars in my ears. I don't know what to do. My mind spins. Did I simply have a wet dream last night? Or did Ramona suck a serial rapist's soul right out of his body, then use me for sex magic to keep her demon in check? And do I really want to know the truth? Really? I feel my lips moving without any conscious decision. "Thank you. And if you don't mind, I'm going to unask that question for the time being."
"Oh, I mind all right."
A flash of unidentifiable emotion flickers in her eyes like distant lightning.
"But don't worry about me, I'm used to it. I'll be all right after breakfast."
She glances down, breaking eye contact.
"Jesus, stripy pajamas? It's too early in the morning for that."
"Hey, it's all I've got. Anyway, it's better than sleeping in a tux." I raise an eyebrow at her dress. "You're going to have to get that professionally cleaned."
"No, really?"
She takes a mouthful of coffee.
"Thanks for the tip, monkey boy. I'd never have guessed. I'll be going back to my room when I finish this."
Another mouthful.
"Got any plans for today?"
I pause for thought. "I need to touch base with my backup team and file a report with head office. Then I'm supposed to visit a tailor's shop, after which..." A ghost of a dream memory gibbers and capers for attention. "I heard there's a nice beach up at Aunt Marcel. I figure I might hang out there for a while. How about you?"